Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
October 17th, 2018. Canada has officially legalized the use of marijuana for recreational purposes. The use of marijuana has long been stigmatized by the governments of Canada and the USA, demonizing marijuana and associating it with racist stereotypes that persist to this very day. Since the early 1900s, the US has been waging a war on the hemp industry. The change in the majority of public thinking has been a long and arduous process. Public opinion is slowly being won over with multiple studies which show the various applications in the medical and industrial sectors. But why are some states dragging their feet on the road to legalization? Why has the war on drugs been such a miserable failure? What connections do newspaper magnate William Randolph Hearst and the DuPont Chemical Company seemingly have in the beginnings of the war on hemp? Join the ATT crew as they go up in smoke in the War on Weed.
Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing Case File 420.
Woo!
Woo!
It's happening.
Finally, I guess.
Was it 80 years in the making?
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
Andrew.
And we're not stoned. Yet.
Yet.
All right. Well, there's a good chance I won't be, but...
You're going to get stoned.
You think so?
Yeah. Now that the stigma's gone, I think you'll do it.
31 years so, sober.
Out the window.
Yeah.
Turn in your chip.
Basically, for those of you who don't know, Canada is going to become only the second country in the world to fully legalize marijuana on October 17th, which is tomorrow.
When, yeah, we're recording this the day before, and there's a... whole bunch of people who have no idea what's about to happen. They think the fucking world's going to end. But everyone who smokes weed just knows nothing is going to happen. People are just going to keep smoking weed. And not, instead of using criminal resources to deal with it, it'll just be government taxes. There you go.
You don't think there's going to be, there's definitely going to be criminal resources still.
Still, well, that's what I mean. Sure. There's going to be nothing new, like no nuke. There's nothing, nothing like bad's going to happen other than that's already been happening.
Yeah.
People have been smoking weed for thousands of years.
And the government has said that they're going to price it to try to undercut, the criminal enterprise.
So it's not going to be
cheap
criminal
weed.
Practices. It's just going to be bad business practices now.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to do.
Let me tell you something. As someone who buys a lot of weed, I can tell you right now that they're not going to match a black market price.
No.
It's too much tax. I think the price is going to be $9 or $10 a gram. And that's about 30% more than black market for now.
And what's that on the, how much is it on the street? I don't know street prices.
Oh, so if you buy like an ounce in like a dispensary, stop with those junior mints.
Yeah, fuck off with the junior mints.
Fucking junior mints.
They're chocolate. They're mint. They're delicious.
Yeah, these are
my last three, so it's okay.
Okay. We'll take them out of the box or something.
I did.
All right.
I thought I was being real quiet.
Well, you know what? You're 30 now. You can't be eating fucking junior mints anymore.
Yeah, it's going to go right on you.
Minutes on the lips, years on the hips, man. Get rid of that shit.
I've been fasting all day and I broke my fast with junior mints.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That just negates your entire fast. It's retarded.
I'm eating six junior mints. That's all I'm eating today. I refuse.
Dumb. Empty calories. Fucking waste of time.
They're delicious.
Anyways.
I can see his face as we're talking about Junior Mints. So unimpressed.
Case file, Junior Mints. Yeah. They're delicious.
Hey, at least we're not talking about DuckTales again.
Yeah, DuckTales. Yeah.
This sounds like something Mr. Conspiracy would do. Let me check my notes. They're mint. They're chocolate. They're delicious.
That's been solved.
Got it. Mystery solved. I was going to say the price of marijuana or cannabis, as it's more routinely called now, or should be, is about $220 or $240 an ounce in the fucking dispensary. And you can get it on the street for, you can get good weed on the street for $140.
In the streets.
On the streets.
Woo! The streets.
Or just from your buddy down the road who has a whole pound of it every week. So,
oh shit.
Either way. So it's not, they're not going to match the black market, but a lot of people are just going to go buy legal because it's much more convenient. And a lot of people don't like illegal activities, so they'll just do it anyway. But what's going to happen here is it's going to go legal tomorrow. This is how behind they are on this legalization in BC. I can't speak for the rest of Canada because I don't know. One legal recreational shop in all of British Columbia is opening tomorrow.
Is it Kamloops?
One in Kamloops.
Yeah, it's in Kamloops.
One and shop.
And it was being voted on today if they were going to allow the permit, worth the business permit.
It's mind-boggling how this is, how. They had all the shops illegally opened, and they shut them all down because they wanted to test the weed. And like, little motherfucker, there's not much to test in weed.
People have been testing weed for forever.
Yeah, but that's what's crazy about it. And that's what I'm excited for, is the fact, like, there is a really, other than the only meta-analysis I could find from 2005... or 2015, sorry. Other than that, there is a fuck all for long-term studies done on this for, you know what I mean? Obviously just for medical benefits and stuff like that, though. But there's really not any hard fucking shit done. Like, and now that it's legal, hopefully that will finally change.
Well, there was stuff done back in the day, and that's go down the conspiracy side.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's different.
I'm saying, I'll tell you some long-term studies. I've been smoking weed almost every day for 10 years.
Except for this month.
He's a fucking,
except
he's
for October's
saint.
Except, yeah.
Putting himself through human trials.
Yeah, I'm doing it for the people. I've been smoking weed.
Better than mankind.
Almost every day.
Science.
Almost every day for 10 years. Nothing's happened. I've stopped smoking weed this month as a challenge to myself to stop smoking and drinking, just as a challenge, not because I felt like I was abusing it or anything. I was like, you know what? I'm going clean this month. I'm going to work out and get really good. I'm going to get in good shape, eat healthy. I stopped smoking weed after 10 years. It's like no cravings. Like, oh man, I really go for some weed right now. Nothing.
Yeah, I'd really itching. Suck a dick for some weed.
Give me these cheeseburgers, man. Give me some of that weed.
The only thing, and I think I said in the last podcast, my dreams are more vivid.
That's cool.
That's it. I have way more vivid dreams while I'm not smoking weed.
Is that enough to keep you away from the fucking
pot?
No,
because I still have great dreams on weed too. I just have more of them not on weed. And you know what? You hardly ever remember your dreams anyway, so whatever.
I did never smoked weed in my life, and I don't remember any of my fucking dreams ever.
Whatever.
Yeah, I got no idea.
So I don't know. Do you guys want to go back? Why? Here's a question I'm going to ask. Andrew's got to go, so we'll do some space news and stuff at the end. But why is weed illegal in the first place? When it's been, for all of human history, it's been, especially in Asia, in that area, it's been the go-to drug for thousands of years.
And not only is it illegal, like in the States, it's a fucking Schedule 1.
Criminally hardcore illegal.
Schedule 1. Like, it's up there with fucking heroin.
I mean, it's changing.
It's
changing now, but like.
Is it finally? I don't think it's changing. Not in the States.
It's legal in a lot of states.
It's still federal.
31 states has it.
You know why?
Federally.
You know who ruled it?
But they're getting a lot of pushback.
A Schedule 1 drug?
Yeah, what's his name? Fucking
Reagan, of all people.
I trust that guy. Oh, I thought it was Nixon.
Or Nixon, sorry,
Nixon
not Reagan.
Nixon started it.
It was Nixon.
Sorry. Boy, the crook.
Yeah, Reagan.
Nixon trust that
started
guy.
The war on drugs.
Trust that
Reagan,
piece of shit.
Like, kicked it up a notch.
Yeah, he ramped it. So let's go back. Let's go back to 1937. Something called the Marijuana Tax Act.
Oh, shit.
And it was pretty much, that was the end of weed.
That's it. That's all.
That was it. Before that, in like late 1800s, like they had label weed as like a toxic chemical because they didn't know what it was. Well,
caused reefer madness. We know that.
Well, that came later, right? So the Marijuana Tax Act, 1937. It's boom. No more weed. You can't make paper out of hemp. You can't make clothing out of hemp. Hemp is illegal, even though hemp has no THC or very, very low. And why is cannabis illegal in 1937?
Please tell us, Zelly, because I don't know.
You had to go back by the 1900s.
Dan?
1900s, 1920.
Dan, what do you got? What do you got for us? Go way back.
Take us back.
If you go way back, about the early 1900s, around 1910, after the Mexican Revolution, like a flood of Mexican immigrants came into the American Southwest. And with them, they brought along with them the recreational use of marijuana. Hemp had been growing in the United States and used in rope building and domestic products, things like mostly rope, but like sails and clothing, which hemp is used for. That's been around since like the 1600s. And it was in some places like Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Maryland, like hemp could actually be allowed to exchange as legal tender.
Oh, it's that valuable.
And yeah, in 1906, they passed the Pure Food and Drug Act, which required the labeling of any cannabis that goes contained in over-the-counter remedies, which that was actually a common practice as well, even with not even just cannabis, but you have things like, morphine you could buy over the counter, like heroin you can buy over the counter, anything with
cocaine and fucking cough syrup.
Yeah.
Good old days.
I mean, we'll just stick to marijuana. There's a whole bunch of other stuff about different other drugs, but basically, if you boil it down to the early 1900s, like with the flood of immigration that came in, the United States government was worried about the shifting, economics of it. And a lot of people didn't want to see immigrants really flourishing or anything like that. So since one of the main kind of sources of income for Mexican immigrants was selling marijuana, they go ahead and pass a bunch of regulations and laws prohibiting they pretty much criminalized marijuana and restricted the possession of the drug to people who paid an excise tax and for authorized medical and industrial use.
How crazy.
So that was 1930.
And how crazy is that? No science, political. No. Political.
Yep.
We can't have the Mexicans flourishing.
It's the same thing with opium. Like the same reason that they outlawed opium was because Chinese were bringing it in from on the West Coast, and because that was their main source of income in the places that they were selling opium or on those, and people just didn't want Chinese around anymore. They outlawed a lot of legislation, which outlawed opium. Was pretty much the reasoning behind it was that they just didn't want Chinese immigrants flourishing.
So it's minority driven, racist minority driven. Tactics.
Yeah, that was the impetus for the beginning, but when you get further along, there's more factors that come into it, really.
Yeah, so now in the States you had, before it was the DEA, it was like a Federal Bureau of Narcotics. And they were pretty much in charge of dealing with alcohol prohibition up to like 1933. So immediately after that, that's a lot of people out of a job, right? And it was headed by, what was that guy's name? William Randolph Hearst. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Was that him? Or no? Harry J. Anslinger. Anslinger, Commissioner of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics. Yeah. And he was a guy, pretty much immediately after alcohol prohibition, he started branding weed as devil weed from Mexico. He made the film Reefer Madness and pretty much said, with no scientific backing, no studies, that weed made you temporarily insane and it would make you axe murder your family and you're going to go crazy and you're pretty much, if you smoked weed, your life was over with no evidence to support it. And then some big players of the time, William Randolph Hearst and the DuPont Company, both who had big interests in paper, mainly because Hearst owned tons of newspapers. So needed tons of pulp, like pulp fiber from trees. So vested interest, business interest from DuPont and these guys, probably not proven, good chance to limit hemp and cannabis even further, and also to further political segregation of minorities through limiting what they like to do and what they like to use.
Fuckers.
Right? It's crazy. There's no science to the start of cannabis prohibition other than if you smoke it, you will axe murder your family because someone made a quick movie and showed it to everyone.
Even the science done today with it is fucking pitiful. It really is.
Well, it's hard to perform studies with a Schedule One substance, like getting the authorizations and the kind of things that you have to do it. Because a Schedule One substance, if we didn't already say it, a Schedule One substance is like, that's what they list marijuana as. And a Schedule One substance are also things like heroin and LSD. And
scary shit.
Like they put them, the hardcore drugs, they put them in. They
LSD is not hardcore. In with,
still, like, one of these things is not like the other.
No, definitely not.
You know, that's what I'm saying. It's just like they lump it in there with these things that could, you know, especially heroin and like crack cocaine and whatever. It's they lump them all together, and marijuana is relatively harmless, I guess. So, but yeah, being able to conduct a study with a Schedule One substance is extremely difficult. Getting the right authorizations and like the waivers and things like that, like getting the supply to be able to do all that stuff and conduct a long-term study is extremely difficult. So the science on it is slim.
It's almost like it's on purpose.
Exactly. It's, of course it's on fucking purpose.
Almost like it's on purpose.
Because the science before then could have easily been studied. Before it was a Schedule One, they could have done studies, real scientific studies. People were smart back then. They were developing fucking nuclear bombs and shit at this time, just before.
Yeah.
Like, some good science 1944,
there. They released the LaGuardia Report, which was put out by the New York Academy of Medicine. And they did extensive research. And their research showed that, contrary to popular belief, the use of marijuana did not induce violence, insanity, or sex crimes, or lead to addiction or other drug use.
It refuted all claims made by the establishment at the time. And yes. They just said it was bad science, and they just ignored it.
From what I can read even now with like the most up-to-date meta-analysis, is you can't really 100% disprove addiction, though. Like, there's, I think, what I was reading, like, 9% of users you can qualify as addicted. And then I think it was something like 17% that started in their
teenage
years.
Now, what's the difference between addiction and habitual? Because habitual is like you like to smoke weed, so you smoke weed.
Well, addicted is...
Addicted is like you have to smoke weed.
Well, exactly. And addicted is not you, not, oh, I'm going to go sober October. You know what I mean? That's not an option. Right? Like, and I don't know. In my limited experience as a paramedic, I've never seen anyone having marijuana withdrawals ever.
I don't think you can get them.
Well, exactly. Right. So
you might really like smoking weed, so you become habitually addicted, but there's no, like, if you don't have weed for a week, like, you're not going to convulsions and you're going to die.
No, but would you consider tobacco, was that habitual, or would you consider that an actual
nicotine.
Addiction?
No, nicotine is addictive. Fucking addictive.
Okay. Have you ever seen someone who doesn't smoke for a day and they're like, you can tell. Like,
well, and
that's,
can you,
addiction.
But we don't know. Can you tell that? Like, you're not really showing physical symptoms with
nicotine, it's like,
right?
It's like caffeine.
Think so?
Hell yeah, you are.
It's like, what are you seeing?
What if someone doesn't smoke nicotine?
Yeah, like, what are you seeing?
Man, they are so moody. And just like, they are not the same person.
But that's marijuana. One of the key effects for marijuana is mood stabilization. So if you're not having that on a regular basis, and I can tell you right now, like with personal experience, I was raised by somebody who fucking couldn't go at probably about 4 or 5 hours without smoking a joint. And you could tell the difference, whether that be underlying mental illness and the weed kind of kept them even keel. Maybe, but
could be.
I don't know.
Hey, you can be addicted to anything.
Like self-medication.
Just saying there's no, weed is not addictive as far as other drugs, such as other popular ones, such as caffeine, highly addictive.
If I don't drink coffee in the morning, I get a headache.
Yeah,
headache
I do.
Feel fucked up.
I wonder, like, I see, and that's the thing. There's no studies. Like, where are these studies going that somebody who we could, you know, we'll call habitual or addictive. Is there studies between, you know, compare and contrast between habitual
A college now who has a team of researchers, could go and make 1,000 phone calls to habitual users, and you can get a lot of information really quick. You could.
But this is just...
But now it's just going to
start now. Somewhat. Like, your point of view is somewhat subjective.
Somewhat subjective in the sense that other drugs that are more harmful are just normalized, such as alcohol. Alcohol is the most ruthless drug in the world.
Well, and you're seeing clear fucking signs of alcohol withdrawals. You can go into fucking alcohol withdrawal seizures. You know what I mean? Like that.
You have hallucinations.
Let me tell you. We have a friend. Me and Brayden have a friend. I won't say his name.
Yeah.
He was our good buddy. We lived with him when we were 19, 20, when we all partied really hard. Just like when you're in college, you drink way more than you really should.
Fucking Mitra drunk every night.
Like 5 days a week. Like, easy. And this guy, he never stopped. And so a few years ago, I tried to help him out. You know, I got calls and I had to go. Yeah, tried to let him sleep at my house. He was trying to get off the booze for one day. He started hallucinating. He was like spinning records. He thought he was spinning records on his fingers. He thought he peed himself. And I was like, buddy, this is fucked. He ended up getting cirrhosis. He almost died.
Jesus.
He's 27 at the time.
Yeah. So like alcohol is fucked up. You know what I mean? You can seizures. You can go into alcohol withdrawal. Like you can pretty much get dementia from it. Winmer keys. You know what I mean? Which is completely resolved after.
You take a little booze.
Exactly. Which is nuts. Like to think about that is fucking crazy. But anyways.
Fair.
You can't compare. Alcohol is not a good comparison.
It's true.
No, alcohol is the most damaging drug in the world.
There's really no other drug comparison.
Most damaging legal drug.
Yeah. And everyone turns a blind eye to it.
You can't fucking, you can't inject a point of alcohol right in your vein and die.
Can you not inject alcohol?
You can, but it's not going to kill you like fucking fentanyl will.
Fentanyl.
Or heroin.
Yeah.
Like that's central nervous system depressant. Like there's, you can't even.
Hey, I'm not arguing with that. Yeah. I still think that stuff should be decriminalized and put in education more, but that's a whole nother topic. But, so cannabis is super illegal. The LaGuardia Commission says it's not. They just refute it and say, fuck you. And then pretty much in the 1950s, new laws are made. This is talking about the states here. The Canadian laws are much less strict. Always have been.
You're not going to jail for 25 years for having a fucking...
In 1950, they made it so first-time cannabis offenders could go up to 10 years in jail.
So fucked up.
10 years.
So fucked up.
And then, 1970, Nixon, Controlled Substance Act made... And the DEA created the war on drugs, man. That's where it is. Schedule 1, highly addictive, unsafe, no medical purpose. Schedule 1, cannabis. No research. Political motives, definitely. Financial motives, probably. And it just gets ramped up. Like we said, fucking Reagan did it too. So didn't Reagan do the 3 strikes and then mandatory 25 years?
Yeah, and that's the 3 strikes you're out policy, which required life sentences for repeat drug offenders and also the death penalty for what they would call drug kingpins.
Going to fucking jail and for life for smoking pot.
That law was called the Comprehensive Crime Control Act of 1984, and this one raised federal penalties for marijuana possession and dealing, and they based the penalties on the amount of drug involved. So, for example, possession of 100 marijuana plants received the same penalty as possession of 100 grams of heroin.
Whoa.
Jesus.
It's insane.
Which is nuts, because I have pictures of my grandfather, Majiddo, in Lebanon with
massive fucking plants.
Oh, man, like crazy. Taller than him. Right, like fucking working at a hashish factory and
over there, like that's been thousands of years. They've been cultivating cannabis.
You heard of Lebanese blonde hash?
Hashish, man, that shit's good.
Throw that shit in their ghillie.
So, like, it's insane when you look back and realize that it's illegal for political reasons.
Honestly, and it's not even, they made it illegal first pretty much for immigrants, and then it kind of stayed illegal. And the kind of the big problem now is when they went down the whole kind of down the war on drugs, it was more of just like a smokescreen for like social policies and things that the politicians were doing, like Reaganomics, which was like a complete failure. The defunding of schools, elimination of social safety nets for people in poor areas. Like then they just said, well, it's the drugs. So if we can take care of the drugs, we do that. So we'll just erase all. We'll just, you know, arrest all the drug dealers and people who are, you know, at that time, these guys who were hustling, trying to make a living. The only way they could in these kinds of areas, you know, you arrest the arrest went up to like something, some crazy number, like 900% or something, in those areas. And so you put all these people into prisons, and like we have the United States has the most, has the highest prison population of any country
by a lot,
by a lot. Like I think China is next, like China is next. And it's like from there, you know, just based on their population alone, you'd think they'd have more people just because they have more people than we do, but it's not the case. Like
per capita is like insane.
Yeah. And so
does the states have more people in custody than we do in Canada?
Yeah.
No, I don't think they have 37 million people in custody, but they have a lot. They have millions of people in custody for sure. I don't know.
You mean in prison?
Yeah. In prison. I don't know what the number is, but
pretty sure we're the highest prison population.
Oh, definitely the highest. But Brayden was saying like more people in prison than we have, like citizens of Canada.
No, like people, like we have the entire. You ask if we have the entire population of Canada in prison.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Currently, right now, you have almost 1% of all adults in the USA in prison, which is 2,200,000.
Yeah, 2.2
million,
which is ridiculous. So yeah, you put all these people into prison, and who's making money off this? Off the prison, like
private controlled prisons.
Money goes places. Yeah, this goes to the states. Like it goes to those politicians who support the policies to support these prisons, and you kind of see like the states that have legalized marijuana to some extent, or at least to the extent that you can medical marijuana. The ones that haven't or have no legislature like on the books, that's even like going to be approached in the next, you know, 5-10 years or anything like that. A lot of those states are like prison states. Like you look into them and it's like a lot of their income, the state income is from prisons.
It's crazy,
you know, so it's in their best interests to maintain the what they have now. You know, a lot of them also are like conservative states, so they kind of go along those conservative lines, and conservatives have always pushed that that hard drug line, so there is that. But it's just the fact that, you know, it's really, I think, a kind of deal between like the prisons and the and it may be the DuPont companies, maybe those companies too, but even them, they're kind of like gearing up, like Philip Morris, those guys who, you know, manufacture cigarettes and stuff like that. Even they're kind of getting ready for it. Like they've already been talking about buying, contacting like old ex drug kingpins, like in South America and stuff, and getting their hands on land to grow like large amounts of marijuana and being able to produce like marijuana cigarettes.
That's so ridiculous. The same people, for when it benefited them,
yeah,
financially,
make it illegal, yeah, are now gonna reap the benefits for, yeah, it becoming and illegal.
It's and that's, you're completely right. And also the fact that the people who are getting in now on the ground floor of the kind of the the budding marijuana industry,
nice.
The budding marijuana industry are venture capitalists. And, you know, most of those dudes are white dudes. And those people who were, you know, have been arrested for previous drug charges or things like that, people who would probably benefit from it going, benefit the most, that they could put their money into it and invest in it. They can't run businesses. Felons can't own businesses.
It's crazy.
You know, and it's really sad. And it's just really messed up when you look at it from that kind of thing. Like the people who are making money from it are the people who never really put time into it, I guess. I mean, they just put the money in, but the people who would probably do the best or could, you know, we're doing it before everybody else and got arrested, and now it's completely, and now it's going to be legal. It's just, Yeah, but I don't see a lot of the states. Legislation is far behind. The Department of Justice sees marijuana as, I think they've decriminalized it mostly. So the Department of Justice doesn't see it as a threat, but the IRS, they still consider it like a federal crime to sell marijuana.
Which, how does that happen when it's legal in some states? That's fucking nuts.
The Justice building and the IRS building are right across the street from each other.
Yeah, and this is a substance that some states has already been decriminalized and legalized.
By federal law.
But still, think about how fucking ridiculous your justice system is. That's insane.
I know.
So if what you got, Colorado, Oregon, Washington,
California. There's 31 states and that most have decriminalized.
And most of the states that have decriminalized it, I'm pretty sure those that have decriminalized it, the legislation was pushed by citizens. It wasn't pushed by politicians.
Hell yeah, it was.
Like the states that pushed it through, they have legislation on their books of within their state, like citizens can bring up legislation and they can put it into the works. But this other states that haven't decriminalized it or aren't even thinking about it, it's only the lawmakers, so only legislators can put laws up.
Right.
You know, they can initiate the process of a bill becoming a law and all that stuff.
We're losing Andrew. Andrew's got to take off.
See you later.
Go save some lives, buddy.
I'm going to go smoke some drugs.
Oh, not for 4 more hours.
4 more hours, Andrew. You criminal. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how many millions of lives have been ruined. I said, yeah, you got to wait 4 more hours to smoke weed or we'll be on you.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. How many millions of people's lives have been ruined from a law that doesn't make sense? Like, it's insane.
It doesn't make sense to me. Like, the thing that's crazy right now is it's actually exciting because it's a little bit of the Wild West starting tomorrow, because weed is legal to smoke, but edibles are still illegal for the time being while they're going to be legal, just not right away.
Right. But I think that has to do with the fact that now that it's legalized for public consumption, you have rules which dictate what can be sold and what processes have to be met for public consumption. So like you have to put it through like the equivalent of the Canadian or the United States FDA, like the Food and Drug Administration. You have to post like the nutrition facts on it. You have to know exactly what's in it.
THC.
You know? Yeah. And the fact that it's scheduled as a drug and not exactly like a fruit. It's not like a fruit or something like that. It's not classified as that, you know. Apples can't get you high. So I mean
unless you make a hybrid apple between weed and the cannabis plant. Or cannabis and apple.
And that is our next project of what we're doing on ATD. What can we cross weed with?
Everything. Everything.
Weed apples, weed oranges, weed fruit salad.
No, yeah, the marijuana edibles, well, is the strongest way to take weed, but it's also kids will eat any type of cookie. So you have a dozen fucking weed cookies that are pretty strong. Your kid's gonna eat 10 before you realize, and then your kid's fucked up for 3 days. He's gonna be fine.
Wait.
He's gonna be fine, but he's gonna be fucked up for a couple of days.
Wait, it actually says so as of tomorrow. I'm reading the Cannabis Act.
Right.
Adults who are 18 years of age and older would be legally allowed to. There's a whole bunch of things. One of the things is make cannabis products such as food and drinks as long at home.
Yeah.
As long as organic solvents are not used to create concentrated products. So you can't like be making some super fucking oil at your house or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and people will still do it. People have been doing it forever, and they're going to do it for their own benefit, and that's fine. But you won't be able to buy any type of stuff like that.
Yeah, you can't sell it.
Yeah,
you know, because it's got to go through the process. So just like anything, like your candy bananas have to go through your FDA, and they have to see what's in them and stuff like that. So, I mean, It's just the way it works. So if you bring it into the official realm, it has to go through all the rules of all that stuff. I mean, it's awesome that you can buy it and stuff and recreational use it. Nobody's going to get arrested. And that's super cool, you know? But if you bring it in to the business sector, it's got to go through all the,
yeah. And that's
got to jump through all the hoops.
That's that's fine. You know what? But they've been talking about it for 2 years and no one did anything about it. It's just been sitting there. So like we're opening up tomorrow and there's going to be one weed shop in all of BC. So it just seems a little, everyone's still, you know, a little bit reefer madness on their minds, even though most of the people realize it's not that harmful.
Yeah. Guess what? You're going to wake up tomorrow in Canada and everything's going to be exactly the fucking same as it was this morning.
Nope. Canada's going to be on fire. It's going to be chock full of criminals and ne'er-do-wells. We're going to have to block it off with a new wall. It's basically going to be Escape from LA. Or it's from New York, except it's just like it's going to be colder up there. It's really what it is. We'll have to send in snakes.
You know what's hilarious is people from all over the world are flying to Canada for tomorrow. A giant party is happening in all the major cities. Like in
why wouldn't you?
Oh, in Vancouver, you're going to see like 500,000 people on the streets smoking dope. Same thing in all the big cities. Just a huge. No, it's a win for people. It's a real win for people. No matter what you think about it, just because it's going legal doesn't mean you have to smoke it. If you don't want to, you don't smoke it. Who gives a shit? And it's just, that's perfectly fine. That's the way everything should be. Everything.
But don't poo-poo it, and don't poo-poo people who are trying it.
Yeah, of course not.
Let people do their own fucking thing, make up their own minds.
Hey, if you want to poo-poo it and you've smoked it and you didn't like it,
yes, poo-poo.
Whatever. Poo-poo it. But don't
poo-poo it.
But poo-poo away. But if you've never tried it, and you're just gonna be like, "Oh, you fucking stoners! Like, you're not gonna be able to hold a job. You're gonna be all stupid. You're gonna get fat from eating." But you know what? You're not gonna
listen.
Nothing that's gonna happen.
Fucking arguably the smartest man in the world. You can watch a video of him trying it. So like, if he can try it, you can try it. So
and you should. You know what? Everyone should try it. Everyone should try it once. If you don't like it, don't do it again. It's not gonna hurt you.
I'm trying to think of if there's anything else that's legal that I haven't tried. Like, you know what I mean? To be like, oh, well, now that this is legal, like, well, I'm not trying it. Because, like, I've smoked cigarettes. I've done chewing tobacco.
Gross.
Right? That shit's disgusting.
Chewing tobacco is way more gross.
Oh, that's
dude. I put it in my mouth once, and that was it. I was like, nope, I'll never do that again.
I did some once in the military and it gave me a nice little buzz because I didn't have any coffee and that was it. But the second time I did, I was like, oh, this is gross. It's like, oh.
Anything that gets absorbed through your lips and shit. Like, that's not for me.
Yeah. That's pretty nasty.
Dude. So let's talk about the other side of cannabis. Just straight hemp. No psychoactive effects. Like the THC content is so low, you have to smoke like an entire tree to do anything.
What's the, is that where like the CBD oil is from and stuff?
No, CBD is another cannabinoid or whatever it's called. It's in weed plants. There's this different strain, like different types of strains have different levels of CBD and THC. You can get some that are high CBD, low THC, some that are high THC, low CBD, some are both. It's a whole fucking science, all these different plants. But we're talking about like
you're hemp. Talking about hemp for like industrial products?
Yeah, industrial hemp is like a god product. Like you can do anything with this. You can make paper. You can make rope. You can make. They're making fucking hemp concrete now. That's insulated. Yeah. Where normal concrete is not insulating.
Yeah.
You have to put like.
I mean, in World War II, like during World War II, like imports of hemp and other materials were like becoming pretty rare in the United States, at least. And we use that stuff to make all kinds of junk. Like you used to make marine cordage, like ropes. We use it to make parachutes and a bunch of other stuff for the military. So you can use it for just about anything.
Yeah, in World War II, because there's such a shortage of like pulp fiber and stuff because the war efforts and like a lot of people who all like guys who are working in those industries got sent to war or went to war. Farmers in World War II era were told to grow hemp for the war effort. Like, all right, we know this has been illegal, but we all have to grow it now because it's actually very beneficial. So let's forget about that law for a bit and everyone just go grow like hundreds of acres of crops or of
if farmers were growing hemp, like they were granted draft deferments. Like you didn't have to, you didn't have to go to war if you were going to stay home and grow hemp.
So crazy.
That's how important it was. That's how important they saw it.
Hemp, you can make hemp oil, which can make plastics and not just brittle. Some people are like, oh, hemp plastics brittle. There is different types. There's like organic plastic, which does like biodegradable made from hemp. But you also treat the hemp oil in such a way that it becomes similar to just like normal oil. It can make very hard plastic products that don't really decompose. So like the limits are endless on hemp. And over the next like 5-10 years after this, especially in Canada, you're going to see like a whole new, you're going to see hemp. You're probably going to see like hemp diesel powered, some type of hemp diesel powered cars and shit. Like I wouldn't doubt it. It's crazy. All just a plant with so many uses that was criminalized for political reasons. It still boggles my mind to this day. Like even when we're in high school, they were like, oh, don't you smoke weed. And I didn't smoke weed all of high school because you know what? I was a little bit scared. They're like, oh, you can't smoke it. It's going to make you stupid. It's going to do all this shit. And then when I smoked it for the first time, I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah. That was funny. We really reversed roles because I was the huge stoner back then.
Yeah.
I think it's probably more lives have been ruined because of like anti-drug abuse acts, like those things, like the penalties that have been brought down on people for either selling weed or just having like a little bit on them. I think more lives have been ruined by the fact that when you got caught with that, you were, you know, you're a convicted felon, you know? And I think that has probably ruined more people's lives than that, the actual drug itself.
Oh,
you know? It's no question in my mind that is
100%. And I'm gonna say it because I'm obviously pro cannabis. Everyone should be. Not to say that every drug doesn't have side effects on certain people. So there is kind of research and studies that show if you have like a dormant schizophrenia, smoking weed may bring it out. But the relationship between people with schizophrenia and people who smoke weed, there's no like higher relationship. It doesn't like raise it. It's just if you have it, you smoke weed, it could either bring it out or like bring it out further. Like it can, like there with every drug, some people do acid and they're trapped in their own mind for the rest of their life. Like there is negative things of every drug. I'm just saying the purpose of this case file is to say that it should never have been illegal in the first place. And if you're,
it's insane that something that grows naturally,
it's called weed for a reason. It can,
well, I mean, there's like poisonous mushrooms. There's like mushrooms and those can really mess you up. Like,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah. Well, the mushrooms are different because there's like magical mushrooms. And then there's a mushroom that looks exactly the same called a death cap. And if you eat it, you will probably die.
Yeah.
So it's, but like, there's no,
well, guess what? I bet it's more illegal for me to have the fucking magic mushrooms on me than it is for me to have a death cap.
Probably.
That'd be pretty funny.
You know what? You know what I mean? Like, it's insane. Like, there's like poison berries in the wilderness.
Guess what?
Like,
buy some of these death caps.
It's illegal for you to have marijuana, but I could have a pocket full of these fucking berries that'll kill you. No big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
It makes me angry or makes me really confused. The fact that like alcohol is legal. Like, there's booming businesses because of alcohol, which ruins more people's lives than marijuana. You know, how many alcohol related deaths are there every year from not just like alcohol poisoning, but drunk driving and things like that.
Spousal abuse, murder, like all that stuff. Yeah. People come from being hammered drunk and like sometimes don't even remember what they did.
Yeah. Like, and that alcohol is legal, perfectly legal if you're to buy if you're 21 or whatever.
Not even legal, but promoted.
Right? Yeah.
Really strongly promoted. It's in every bar, it's in like every restaurant.
On TV, commercials.
Advertisements. Shit you're not allowed to do with marijuana and like fucking cigarettes and shit.
Yeah.
You can do with weed.
We couldn't even show it in movies for a long time. The MPAA outlawed the drug use in movies for a long time. You couldn't even show it, but oh yeah, you got a cowboy coming in drinking whiskey and, you know, guys just drinking beer, and it's just like,
Which I mean, like alcohol is not harmful, but it's easily abused. That's the problem. Like you can have 3 or 4 beers and you're like, you feel good and you're a happy, nice guy. And then you have 10, 12 beers and you're fucking fighting everyone on the street.
It's the fact that, you know, I can see it. Alcohol is literally poison. Like it is literally poisoning your mind. That's how it works. It shuts down your brain. Like it slowly shuts down parts of your brain, you know, because it's being poisoned. Like your brain is being overloaded with this. While marijuana does like the opposite, you know, it like activates parts of your brain. Or that's kind of my basic understanding of it. It's like parts that you don't use normally or something like that, you know?
And it's weed like, makes everything better for me and right? for a lot of people. Like,
you know, and it's just that the way that it affects the brain is completely different, where weed kind of seems to have like a beneficial effect, and it doesn't, it might alter the way that you think, but it doesn't shut down your brain.
It doesn't like override your liver and you don't wake up like throwing up sick for you're hungover for 12
if you
hours.
If you smoke too much, it doesn't like, unlike alcohol, which will literally shut down all your bodily functions. You know, you will die.
You definitely can die from alcohol poisoning. It's a real thing.
And that's what happens. Alcohol poisoning is like it shuts down everything, your entire brain. It shuts down your entire brain, and because, you know, it works from like the outside in. It shuts down your the parts of your brain that, you know, regulate inhibitions and things like that. And then it goes down and then it moves on and moves on and moves on. If you drink too much, it gets to your central nervous system and it's just like shuts everything down. Your body can't function. But like marijuana doesn't do that at all.
No, I mean,
the fact that it's just really weird to me that that's a thing, that it's for as long as it's been, you know?
And it's like, it's not like people haven't been challenging it. Like people have been screaming and yelling that this is bullshit prohibition forever since it started. And it's just been until there's financial interest in bodies who are going to make money off legalization, you're not like, you haven't really seen it happen.
Yeah.
Like I don't know in Canada exactly what was the tipping point for legalization, but I know that's the only way our current governing party is running the country, is because they ran on a promise to legalize cannabis. And everyone's like, and we're on board, even though they've probably done a whole bunch of other shit that no one likes, right? They're like, we're on board with that. So like, we're voting you. And everyone else is like, oh, well, we don't want to legalize it yet. So like, well, we're not voting for you then. And then these people won in the landslide. And now 2 years later, we have it. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I know tons of people are going to make money on this. I don't know what kind of lobby was involved with getting the government to do it in the first place. But I know people have been kicking and screaming since it was illegal in the first place to reverse it. So it just feels, it's a fucking win. It's a win for humanity, because Canada's going to do it, and then you're going to watch some countries in Europe do it, and eventually the pressure on the United States, they'll do it too. And
well, when the profits from the projected profits of marijuana legalization outstrip those of private prison facilities, then they'll probably start thinking about it.
That's what I mean. Like when the financial interest is there, they'll start thinking about it.
Yeah. It all comes down to money.
Anyway, I'm fucking pumped. Even though I'm not smoking all month, I'm not even going to smoke tomorrow because I made myself a personal challenge. But guaranteed November 1st. Brayden, if you come down here in November, let's do some edibles.
As long as they're home cooked.
Hey, I won't be buying any black street drugs for you, man. No way. No black market drugs.
I just want over-the-counter legal stuff.
I got some great gummies. You'll love them. Anyways, I could rant about cannabis all day. In the end, though, please smoke responsibly. Don't drive. Even though there's...
Don't fucking ruin it for everyone by being a fucking douche about it.
There's way...
Don't be going and blowing in cops' faces and shit. Like, don't be a fucking asshole.
Just respect... Just do it on... Do it just normal. Just don't go crazy with it. Obviously, there is... If you smoke too much weed, driving is dangerous. Though I don't see driving drunk... Driving drunk is way more dangerous than driving stoned. Still, just make it safe for everyone and just don't do it. It's easy. Boom.
Yeah. Just don't operate heavy machinery whenever you're under the influence of any type of drug. You know? Like this and cars are heavy machinery.
They're quite heavy and they go fast. And there's people all around you.
Yeah. So I would just stay at home with your buds, put on put on Tron.
Tron. You know,
and just get blazed and have a good time.
Get fucking stoned. You know? Play some guitar. Write your Stairway to Heaven. Call it a day.
Yeah.
Boom. That's all I got to say about weed.
I bet the new Tron movie would be really cool if it was high. The new one.
Is there a new one coming out? Another one?
No, not the new one. No, the one with the the last one. The last one that came out.
Oh, like
that
Tron,
wasn't really Tron, that good.
Tron Legacy.
Yeah. I bet that would be really fun. I kind of liked it when I was sober, but I'd probably, if I were high, I'd probably be a little bit better.
I think we watched that when we were working at the movie theater. Brain.
I think so too. Let's do some podcast reviews. Well, we're not going to do space news and stuff because
we're going to review other podcasts.
No.
No, I got to do one space news because it's pretty hilarious.
Okay.
Just get me pull it up here. Tom DeLonge's company, To the Stars, is in debt by a lot of money.
Huge debt.
Yeah.
The only place they're going to is.
And Rob Bigelow's. Bigelow's not going to bail them out.
They're $37 million in debt. And they had about $100,000 cash left, and they're going to try and stay afloat for another year by offering more stock. So don't buy it.
Yeah, don't buy stock.
What have they been spending their money on?
I have no idea. I don't know what the fucking Tom DeLonge's up to.
They would get unlimited funding if they just released this fucking metal and shit that they knew about, that they say they know about.
Unlimited. They would change the
unlimited
world.
Unlimited funding. Change the world. So the fact that they're in debt just shows that it's all a fucking farce.
Mm-hmm. I really wanted to turn it around and be like, yeah, they're really up to something, but doesn't seem like it. Doesn't seem like it.
I will say this. I don't have any other space news, but just on podcast news, we should be this last 2 weeks. I was on vacation. We've had a little bit of run around. So the stuff on Patreon and release, we're kind of a little behind on some stuff, but we're all set up now. I bought new gear. And if I sound like shit, if I sound like I'm recording with a potato, it's because I bought all this new gear, and I brought Andrew my old gear, so he now is fully set up. And my new Claret Focusrite audio interface didn't come with a Thunderbolt cable, which I cannot get anywhere in fucking town. So I had to order it off Amazon. That's why I'm recording on my iPhone tonight. So as of Thursday, I'll be rocking the new gear. So we'll get motoring again. So if you're on our Patreon, don't worry, we'll have more stuff flying at you off the shelf here pretty soon. And if you're not already on Patreon, fucking get on it.
Boom.
Help us buy more weed.
I know what
this is. You heard Ryan, legal weed's expensive.
Damn right it is. I'm growing my own plant in the backyard. I'm gonna get a pound off it. I'll be all right.
Starting tomorrow.
Yes, of course. It's gonna grow from May till tomorrow in one day.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Lots of legal then.
Yep.
Let's get some podcast reviews. Best podcast, 5-star review by Chris Smith from the USA. Don't normally listen to podcasts, but I'm obsessed with this one.
Nice.
Thanks, Chris. Got another one here. Top podcast from Vivolatus, Australia. Enjoyable podcast from a bunch of dudes from Canada, and a token Aussie every now and again. Good job, guys. Needs more zombies.
Do we have zombies?
I got
some. Need more zombies.
I got
some more zombies.
I got a couple of reviews off Facebook from Joe McMahon. I just tried podcast for the first time. Insert. Wow. Here.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh,
there it is.
Wow.
And I listen to you guys 10 hours a day, 4 days a week, and I can't get enough. Seriously. So you're not getting any work done. It's awesome. It's like having a discussion with my friends. You guys rock. You make me want to move to Canada. LOL. Hey, why are you laughing? Lots of room up here.
Yeah. Weed's legal.
Weed's legal. Yep. Get up
Everything's
here.
Everything's legal there. You gotta get in on the ground floor or the giant party.
Hell yeah. Got one more from Daniel Hoffman. Been listening since day one. It only gets better, sort of. Great podcast. Super funny.
What does that mean?
Super funny with great information, sort of.
Sort of. Sort of.
All right.
Yeah.
That's 5-star.
Makes sense.
Being honest. making a joke. I like it. Hey, Braden, can you do you have the Patreon up? Because my new phone, for some reason, is not showing any of the names.
Oh, do I ever? Hold on. Do I go to notifications? Or no, Patreons?
Go to notifications, go to the top, and it should say, for some reason, none of my names show up. It just says Pledge by blank, and there's probably about 10 people to read. You see it?
From October?
Yeah, it should just be the top top one.
The new ones for October.
Yep.
So special thanks out to our Patreon peeps. Christian Sword.
Yeah.
Quentin Rose. Masnickas. I actually think Masnickas had sent us an email with his name, and he wanted us to use his name because he couldn't do anything with that. Did you read that? Remember reading that email?
I did see something about that.
Yeah, I can't remember now either.
Maybe I can. Maybe I can find it.
Yeah, while I read them, maybe you can pull it up. Briar, what ride out? Tyler Weiss. Going up, edited, gave us an extra $2. Thank you, Tyler. Same with our buddy, Alex Smilgus. And then Michael Wilgus. A lot of Gus is going on here. And then what else? Who else we got here? Danielle Baxter. Thanks, Danielle. Jeremiah Bell. Big $10 pledge from Lauren Maxson. Oh. Christian Blanco with a $5 pledge. And is Ron Pond approved $25?
No, I think Ron Pond approved is 10 and Theorists in Training is 25.
Oh, we have a new Theorist in Training. Andy Taylor. Thank you, Andy.
Hell yeah.
It's an awesome pledge, man. Those kind of pledges really help out the show. Really propel us to get new gear. So thanks to everyone who supports us. You know, every little buck helps. It as much as we joke that we put it into beers and stuff, some of it does go to beer. Most of it does go to better recording equipment and stuff for the future. So thanks, everyone. Anyone else got anything else?
Yeah, we got Zell's Prolapse of the Week.
Oh,
Scott Korber. New listener sending us a bunch of stuff, a bunch of new topics, and just loving the pod. Can't get enough. Scott, you're the man. Tell 35 friends. And then get them each to tell 35 friends. And so on until we're number one. Boom. I think that works. That's a good sales pitch. Everyone listening tells 35 friends.
35. That's a good number.
Will be the biggest podcast.
No time.
Of... aliens.
Hey, we made our did we already talk about it? We made our first top 10 list. That was pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
We did. The girl, what's her name? She should have been your prolapser of the week next week. This guy, what's
that?
Her name there? She wrote the article. Her name is, I'm pulling it up right now. I had to save. Catherine Parker Magyar. She said she loved writing this article. So I said to her, just glad you included us. Thank you. And she liked our comment.
Where was that?
On Twitter.
Oh,
so
really?
Thank you, Catherine Parker Magyar, for giving us a shot, throwing us on that list. Really appreciate it. Keep doing the Lord's work over there at Pop Sugar.
Hell yeah. Dope.
Anything else? Anyone? What else are we normally do at the end?
My song, my new song, Go. I'm putting it at the end again because I can. If you haven't heard my band before, search for Lucky Monkey on any streaming service and then save and follow because that's what helps us out. That's all I got to say.
All right, guys. And as we always say at the end of these, keep those eyes on the skies.
Peace.